It's hot off the wire with Al Freeden.
Live from the block, man.
So, Russ, Chief Keef is heading to rehab after being sentenced to 90 days in a drug treatment facility. Uh-huh. Happened yesterday after two separate drug tests came back positive. This comes just 2 weeks after he was released from jail for failing a different drug test. Now, he's been undergoing random drug tests since he pled guilty to a speeding ticket over the summer.
Well, we got word that he's been studying for all those tests. He just
can't pass them, just failing them.
Yeah. Nope.
Kanye West, well, when you come up when your pee is cold, you're going to fail. Huh? Kanye West should be in court today to face a judge on charges stemming from that alleged altercation with a photographer at LA.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know what happened there.
You mess for you to do that.
Your mic's supposed to be off, Albert, when you do
that. What? Somebody.
Use the cough button, please.
Are you crazy?
Jeez. What's wrong with you, man?
Come on, Freddie.
Who do I work with?
Get it together.
Oh, my God. Coworkers are idiots. Anyway, so Kanye, you know, the altercation with the photographer at LAX last summer. He's going to court for that today. He's also resurrecting his Yeezus tour. Starts on Saturday in Philly. Schoolboy Q. Listen to this. Listen to this story, Albert, with your dirty ass.
Albert's giving me that blank
stare. I'm just
saying
nothing.
Yeah, okay. You ain't saying nothing, but you're doing something.
I'm not doing
Schoolboy Q isn't happy with the group's portrayal on the recent cover of XXL magazine. Schoolboy calls the cover disrespectful because the cover's caption reads, Kendrick Lamar and Black Hippie. Now, apparently, Schoolboy and the other Black Hippie rappers went into the photo shoot as a group, not as Kendrick with Black Hippie. Now, Q is upset that the group is constantly portrayed as tagging along behind Kendrick Lamar. He tweeted that he's going to remove himself from the group if the media keeps referring to them as Kendrick Lamar and Black Hippie. Let me just say something. Yeah, we know who you are, but you better be glad, because that's probably the only reason anybody picked up the magazine anyway, but it's because of Kendrick Lamar. So go ahead with all that.
Hey, I just looked at Today on NBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your friend Tamron Hall's on there looking like a bumblebee.
Yeah. Aw, she looks cute.
No, she looks like a bumblebee.
Tamron is gorgeous.
Either that or she plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You're so rude. Now, I know as soon as you text that to her, she's going
right
to fire off on your ass.
Let's see what happens.
Janelle Monáe is canceling some dates on her Electric Lady tour. She's been put on mandatory vocal rest. Janelle apologized to fans on her website, saying that having to give them a rain check has left her heart sick and shaken because she lives to connect with her fans. Meanwhile, Future says rumors that he got fired from Drake's tour were all a big misunderstanding. He says his comments to Billboard magazine, which basically dissed Drake's latest album, were taken all out of context, and apparently he and Drizzy were able to work it out, get on the same page about their meaning.
They hugged it out.
So,
for a long time.
DMX did not make it to Wendy's show after all, and his camp is blaming it on media scrutiny. Now, his rep apologizes to fans who may have been waiting for the performance and adds that, for the time being, DMX is holding off on all interviews to focus on making music and organizing a world tour. Of course, he was arrested on Monday. I wanted to know what happened. I was hoping he was coming on to tell what happened. Now, we've heard so many times that Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, you know, they do their thing. They got like an arrangement.
Yeah.
Well, they say there's a new cheating rumor with his co-star. Her name is Margot Robbie. They're doing a new movie, and she's 23. She's from Australia, pretty girl, and they say they're getting it in, but there's no divorce in sight.
I'm sure it's okay with Jada.
Listen to this, and this is really, you're going to say, who cares, but I just can't believe this. Remember Spice Girls, of course? They love Melanie.
Yeah,
Mel B.
Mel B.
Remember Jerry Halliwell? I think she was the blonde or the red hair?
Yeah, she was, what is it called? Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, so she put out a new album. Just take a guess at how many copies it's sold.
Seven.
Ten.
Seven.
300.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
well,
it's
are
no,
you kidding?
She needs Mel B.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. That's so embarrassing.
Well, she got kicked out of the group before they were done.
I'm Al Freeden. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.